Well, it's amazing to think that Tulip Time is just mere weeks away, and joining us this morning for a conversation that's interesting, killer bees this morning. Tell us more about that.
Yes, killer bees. Could you work on that forecast a little bit, too?
Yeah, I will try.
Leading into a Tulip Time interview, yeah.
Sorry about that. That's not the best coverage. It's going to be raining and snowing, Tulip Time.
Oh, no. Good morning. Yeah.
Who do we have on the phone this morning, Susan?
We have Brian Girl on the phone this morning. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Susan. How are you?
And we also have a couple of representatives here from Zietlow and Associates.
You guys grab that microphone and pull it towards you so we can hear you.
They are sponsoring this event. So we have Michelle Zietlow and Christina Kuswenda.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. So let's talk about this. Barry Manilow, Billy Joel, and the Beatles. That's an interesting combo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sure is. It is. The Killer Bees was a concept that I came up with about a year and a half ago. And those three artists, I have a great respect for their music, and they have some real common threads, which is really interesting.
What gave you the idea of combining the three of them together? Was it just your desire and the fact that you liked all three of them?
Very much so. Because I'm a pianist, a vocalist, and an arranger. And so what I love to do is take music and arrange it in unique ways and in ways that have never been heard before. And so I've taken the music of Manilow, because Manilow's always been one of my and Joel. And Manilow and Joel are very different, but that's what makes it interesting, is that, you know, the mixing Manilow's melodies with Joel's rhythms, and the Beatles, because their music is so timeless, and there's so many things you can do with Beatles music that the show really is quite an entertaining, high-energy production. It really is.
Now, you guys will be at Tulip Time, and on your end, you decided to sponsor this. What was this just so interesting you had to do it?
Well, we think that he's a very, very talented artist. We're very excited about the Killer Bees, actually, to perform. We think that their performance will be biting, buzzing, and a blast. So, very.
Did you guys work on that a little bit before?
Just a little.
That's outstanding.
But we're actually very excited to be Tulip Time sponsors in general. We think that they are bringing so much beauty to our city, as well as generating over $10 million a year in revenue for our city. So I think personally they just bring a lot of benefit to our community. So we're very excited this year.
That's awesome. That's outstanding. Susan, a question for you. I know we talked about this a little bit last week when we had our meeting. Where did you find this group? it's so interesting to me.
Well, Brian, actually, he has he's been participating with Tulip Time before, isn't that right?
Oh yes. Actually, I performed 13 years for Tulip Time, beginning back in the early '90s for the dinner show. So we would do a dozen performances at the what was then the Holiday Inn. I think it's now DoubleTree. But we performed in the ballroom for groups for almost 13 years out of we ended probably like 7 or 8 years ago. So it's been a while now. Yeah.
We are actually running out of time this morning. And if you want to remind us, Susan, how they can go see the Killer Bees, what day the performance will be during Tulip Time.
Absolutely. The performance is Wednesday, May 7th at 7 p.m., and you can go to tuliptime.com to purchase tickets for that show.
Outstanding. And it certainly is interesting combining Barry Manilow, Billy Joel, and the Killer Bees. And say that. What did you guys say again? It's going to be, what was that line that you had prepared?
Biting, buzzing, and a blast.
Outstanding. I love it. Thanks, guys, for joining us this morning. Brian, I also want to thank you for joining us this morning. It should be very, very interesting stuff.